What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the My Side of the Block podcast, the best sports podcast on this side of PA. But before we get started, guys, I just want to give a shout out to our brand new sponsor. If you haven't heard of them before, their name is Colors on Parade. If you're asking what that is, you got a car, right? Most of us do. Well, they are a body shop on wheels. They specialize in bumper painting, bumper repair, scratch removal, you name it. If you got a car, it's not looking fresh, you need some paint done, give them a call. They get it done. They're located just outside of the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area in Montgomery and Bucks County. Their owner's name is Mike McMonagle. If you guys are looking to get your car looking fresh, looking new, give them a call at 610-618-9335 or check them out on social media at Colors on Parade. Get your car looking fresh. We all know that our society relies on our future, right? That's why the BKO Youth Movement is now sponsoring the Power of Fitness podcast. If you guys haven't heard of them before, they're a youth charity organization located in Norristown, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia, with the goal to help as many kids as they can. They put together workouts, charity foundations, you name it, to help kids, to help our community, and to make our youth better. So go check them out on social media at the BKO Youth Movement, and shout out to them for sponsoring the podcast. I got a question for you. Do you like pizza? What kind of question is that? Of course you like pizza. Everybody likes pizza. But that's why you got to check out Purifier Pizza, located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. It's the best pizza in the area. The name Purifier, not only is the name of the building, the company, but it's the name of the pizza. Best pizza in the area. So check them out. They're located on 99 Market Street, number 4, Collegeville, Pennsylvania, 19426, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, just inside of the Providence Town Center. If you're looking for some amazing pizza, some great salads, check them out. Purifier Pizza. Their number is 484-961-8442. Go check them out and get the best pizza in the area.
What's poppin'?
Who you?
Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshing. I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone. This shit sound like an intro jet song. Give me that tempo. Told Pooh he'll fool with the shit. Told her don't let her friends know. In the Ville and I move like a dime. Eating fettuccine at Vincenzo's.
What is going on, everybody? It's your boy PJ back at it again with another episode of the My Side of the Block podcast presented to you by The Stoop Life. And today, it's my favorite day of the week where I get to speak for the people. It is Players of the Week. And I will have to say, defense really shined this week, but we're going to talk about the offense first. We had a couple backs go off. Jonathan Taylor goes off for 200 total yards and 2 TDs. I really like Jonathan Taylor. Like, I liked him when they drafted him. I think they snuck him in at the end of the first, early second. He's an amazing running back. If you didn't watch him in college, where he was killing the Big Ten, first of all. So running backs in the Big Ten tend to have a lot of success because they see a lot of pro defenses. So Jonathan Taylor, hats off to you, my man. You were balling out this week. Nick Chubb as well, 147 yards rushing with 2 TDs, did his thing as well. It's good to have that guy back finally. The Browns definitely needed him. Odell's gone now, so he's definitely going to see a lot more carries than what he's getting. Probably a lot of throws his way as well because he's a multi-purpose back, I like to say. Browns, they're up and down right now, but I think with Nick Chubb finally back, you're going to see a difference. I want to talk about the young boy, Javonte Williams, who grinded up that Dallas defense that everybody's been raving about, even myself, for 111 yards. I'll tell you right now, the weak spot in the Dallas Cowboys period is their run defense. This Cowboys team kind of reminds me of these past Packers teams. They were explosive on offense. They were fun to watch on defense. But the problem was, they couldn't stop the run. And I think this week showed, if you just keep running the ball, pounding them, they're going to break. They were constantly on their heels. And we saw that. And we finally get to see finally, after, 7 games straight, Dallas take a L, and it's to the Broncos, who are climbing a little bit more towards the division. Now let's get into Adrian Peterson. Yes, the guy I think is a cyborg, Adrian Peterson. The man went off. He didn't really go off, but he scored a touchdown after not playing for the past eight weeks. He hasn't played since last year for Detroit. Due to Derrick Henry being hurt and being out, which hurt me on my fantasy team, but it's all good. Adrian Peterson steps in. He didn't get a lot of carries, but he made the best of his carries. I believe he had, I think, 3 carries for 20 yards maybe, or was it 12? It was 12, which I wasn't really looking at his stat line because I was just looking to see how he is. He looks good. He was able to get in that end zone. You want to talk about end zones? You want to talk about a guy who all he does is score touchdowns? The Cardinals, James Connor, a.k.a. the Terminator, a.k.a. I really want to call him John Connor because in the poll, I named him John Connor, if anybody caught that. His stat line wasn't great. It wasn't amazing. It was 21 carries for a total of 96 yards, but he had 2 TDs. Now, I mentioned him because he has 10 on the year for not having a lot of carries. He has 10 touchdowns. That's amazing. And to see James Conner doing well, I always smile and I appreciate. Hollywood Brown had a nice little game. He had a nine receptions for 66 yards. But the man throwing it to him, Lamar Jackson, goes off for 266 passing, 120 yards rushing, and 3 total TDs. Very impressive by the former MVP and the guy who is, I think, is making a statement. His only downfall, I did see 2 bad interceptions that game. It's all good. But he got it together. He's starting to hold himself a little bit more with his composure. And I like that. And he's starting to have a pocket presence. So hats off to him. Hell of a game. I hope we see more of this Lamar Jackson like we've been seeing for the rest of the year going to the playoffs. Because I honestly think that team could win a Super Bowl this year. The way they have themselves set up, they're not going to have to really worry too much about the Titans. The Kansas City Chiefs don't look great. The only team I can really think of right now that will give him problems on that side, which is AFC, I would probably say it's the Buffalo Bills, but they looked a little human this week. So we'll see. We'll see. Cordarrelle Patterson, that's a name that should ring bells everywhere for New England as well. Now plays for the Falcons, by the way. he's a running back. He's a wide receiver converted to running back, who had 6 receptions for 126 yards. He's a surprising player this year because he's always been that kind of Swiss Army knife guy, very good on kick returns like he was in New England. He's a Pro Bowler as a kick returner. But I think he's kind of doing his part for Atlanta, and Atlanta's starting to get it together more and more. I believe they're sitting at 5-9 right now. So more power to him. Great, great for Cordarrelle Patterson for putting those numbers up, and hey, hats off. Keenan Allen had a decent game against the Lovely Birds. He had 12 receptions for 109 yards, but his quarterback was really the differential in this game. That's about it when I can honestly say, you know, who was really great this week for, offensively. Nobody really stuck out. A lot of this was defense. I have a list full of defensive guys when I was watching that stuck out to me. I want to get on that right now. First, I need to mention a team, a defensive unit. The Miami defense had 3 interceptions, 5 sacks, 9 QB hits. They were all over that Texans offense. Granted, it was the Texans, and Ty Godd was not playing. So, I mean, kind of, you know, it is what it is. But another thing I need to mention, it was pick six city, if you know what I mean. Like, it was pick sixes all day. Denzel Ward had one. Xavier McKinney had 2 interceptions for a TD. J.C. Jackson went off for 2 interceptions and a TD. Kevin Byrd went off for it. He had a nice little interception return. It was pick six city. It looked like guys didn't want to, you know, it looked like guys were just all over quarterbacks this week. The coverages were amazing. Another guy I want to talk about is Josh Allen, not the quarterback. Not the Buffalo Bills MVP candidate quarterback, Josh Allen, for the Jaguars. He had a sack interception for 1 forced fumble. Well, one and a fumble recovery as well. I got to talk about my man TJ Watt too. 7 total tackles, 3 sacks. The man is definitely living up to that contract, and I love it. Josh Allen had a hell of a game with 9 total tackles, a sack, and an interception. Marcus Golston snapped off for three sacks. Buda Baker, like always, is normally always has his nose in anywhere on that defense. 7 total tackles with an interception. His impact is literally he can play everywhere, and I love it. But let me get back to Josh Allen. The Jags held the Buffalo Bills to a lame 6 points. They couldn't do shit on offense. And they had a bad game. And then my Jags took advantage of it. And you know what? Josh Allen snapped. And that's probably the guy that I would pick as the defensive player of the week. And the people have too. So there's your defensive player of the week. Hell of a week for defense, though, man. I love when defenses just go off. They snap. I love it. And because a defensive game, it to me is like when you watch a good defensive fighter, a guy like Mayweather. People don't like Mayweather. They call him boring. But the technicality of his fighting style makes it so fun to watch. Defenses that are smacking you in the mouth, shutting you down, that's like me watching Mayweather. I love watching these defenses shut people down. And this week was a bunch of shutdowns. And defense really shined this week. And Josh Allen takes home the prize. But honestly, this was hard. This was hard because, I mean, like I said, Denzel Ward, Xavier McKinney, J.C. Jackson, and Kevin Byrd all had pick sixes. 3 of those guys had multiple interceptions. This year has been, you know, quite interesting for defense. A lot of guys aren't really... I think this is the second half of the year is where you're really going to start seeing defenses shine. And that's what we're seeing. And I hope we see more games like this. I hope we see more, you know, weeks where the defense is racked up in players and I'm looking at it going, wow. I normally do watch defense hard because I love linebackers. I have a thing for the linebacker position. And I could sit here and name you 7, 8, 9, 10 linebackers who had 10 or more tackles. Some of them had 14, 15 tackles. But the tackle stat line is kind of, you know, isn't really a relevant stat line nowadays. No one really cares about it. Like when Ray Lewis and Brian Urlacher were out there making those plays. But I'll tell you right now, seeing defenses doing what they're doing right now is amazing. And like I said before, I hope this stuff keeps happening. We have these – I have weeks next week. I hope I'm talking about 20 more defensive players because defense has not been great this year. Except at the first 2 weeks, they were good. After that, the offense kind of snapped off and did their thing. This week, defense has finally picked it up. So the players of the week are Jonathan Taylor from the Indianapolis Colts, running back, and Josh Allen from the Jaguars, not the Bills. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back Thursday with a live, and we'll probably most likely be talking about maybe some basketball, maybe some baseball. We'll see. But definitely, Bob usually has his picks dropping around this time. Make sure you get those picks. Watch out for anything with BKO as well, because you know what? Like I always say, I don't even need coffee when they come out. Also, if you're not part of the Stoop Life, smack yourself in the face. Because the Stoop Life is doing great right now. And again, it's because of my people. It's because of everybody who... I say my people, even if I don't know you. Because of everybody else around. And we're growing as a group. We're growing as a media brand. So keep watching. Keep looking. It's the only way you can see us live is on the Stoop Life. So go be part of the Stoop Life. Go join and, you know, tell a friend. Bring a friend with you. All right? I appreciate you guys for listening, and I hope you do like this. If you don't, feel free to disagree with anything I say. I love a good argument or a lip spar, like I said. So, thanks for listening, guys. I'll see you next week. Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.